Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is a newspaper headline from John Paul Jackson called "The Rise and Fall of the Political Parties, New Third Party Gains Ground." Now, we here at the Prophecy Club don't follow a whole lot of politics, but this one is important. And before I get into it, I have some good news. So if you own a Berkey water filter, this may be your last chance to get some extra filters. We just discovered that we have 25 boxes. Don't ask how we just discovered them. We should have known they were there. But anyway, we got 25 Berkey water filter boxes. There's two filters per box, $175 plus shipping and handling. And do not order online because we don't want you to place an order that we can't fill. So we want you to call us. 785-266-1112. And my guess is that we'll probably be gone before the end of the day. 25. Then it may be the last 25 available on the planet. So if you want one, 785-266-1112. And unless they can whip this lawsuit against the EPA that has unlimited funding, my guess is this probably is going to be the last of the black Berkey filters available. Okay, so also, let me remind you, our sponsor, and these folks, these guys help us to make it. And if you have an IRA or a 401k, it's probably in paper. And as Lindsay Williams said, if it's in paper, it's worth the paper it's written on, and you can lose your entire life's savings. I'm going to show you an article in just a second that's kind of confirming that. So I suggest you call 1-800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. If you have a 401k or if you have an IRA, these guys specialize in helping you to get it. Yes, they offer precious metals other than that, but that's what they specialize in. All right, now, here it is. This is from AP. Headline, Haley drops out, McConnell backs Trump. Haley declines to endorse Trump as she leaves the race. Now, that's the big deal. Again, the headline said, "The rise and fall of the political parties, new third party gains ground." Now, let me just say right up front, I'm not an expert in politics, okay? I'm kind of looking, and I look at the world through the eyes of Bible prophecy. So in that Haley didn't stand up and say she endorses Trump, you got to ask yourself why. Could it be that the Democrats that might come, you know, like lambs in sheep's clothing to her, they might be saying they're going to bless her personally, they're going to take care of their family, maybe she gets a sports car, who knows what. And also we're going to finance your run if you'll start a third party. Why would they want to do this? Well, because that could beat Trump. Back in November 1997, we had Pastor Dan Boehler speak and made a DVD called America's Last President. Well, excuse me, the DVD was called Coming Judgment on America. But in it, I specifically remember a prophecy he said that America's last president would be a woman. Now, he made some shocking prophecies in that DVD, and one of them that was shocking to me, I grew up in Odessa, Texas, and I was shocked to hear him prophesy that there's going to be a meteor fall in Odessa, Texas. And would you believe about 2 months later, I saw the newspaper headline myself that said a meteor fell in Odessa, Texas, and many of his other prophecies were right on. And this is back in November 1997. He spoke in like 40 different cities for us. We used to have a lot of meetings. Anyway, as a matter of fact, you can go to watchprophecyclub.com, watchprophecyclub.com, and you can watch that instantly. If you're not a member, $20 a year, $200, $20 a month or $200 a year, and you can watch it instantly. All right, so anyway, let me go back to Nikki Haley. Okay, so I remember in 1992 that this Ross Perot was on Larry King Live. And while he was on, He said that he had decided to run for the presidency. Being a rich guy, he got the attention of a lot of people. Now, I don't think that was an accident. I think that the deep state, the evil people of a president, asked him to do that. And since, see, when you're a member of the deep state, here's the way they typically will come to you. We like you. We want you to join us. We want you to be part of us. We are the wealthy elite of the world. And of course, if a person really counts on money a whole lot, they love that. Oh yeah, I'd love to be a part of the wealthy elite. Okay, well, if you do this, then we're going to give you loans. We're going to fast track your way. We're going to help you in lots of ways. And maybe up front, there'll be nothing, but there might come a day when we ask you to do something for us, if you'll agree to that. And of course, they don't understand what they're agreeing to. And then the day arrives when they come to them and say, we want you to do a favor. For that, wait a minute, you agreed to this. And they don't take people leaving kindly. Generally, there's blood involved. The article says, in 1992, Russ Perot ran unsuccessfully as an independent candidate for President of the United States. He was running against, they're the person in the race. Who was it? I don't remember, okay? But I do remember that when Ross Perot entered, in other words, it wasn't just Bill Clinton and the Republican, whoever that was, I didn't look it up, but now there was three people. So what this did was split the Republican vote. Now people that were going to vote for the Republican, now some of them jumped over and voted for Ross Perot. As a result of that, it gave Bill Clinton the victory. Could it be that Nikki Haley is about to do the same thing? Could it be that she will not just drop out of the race, but here in the next few weeks, the next few months, announce that she's starting a third party? Now, what would that do? That was going to take anywhere from 10 to 20, and in some cases, 30% of the vote away from Trump. If it's close, that could give Biden another round. So again, these evil people will stop at nothing. So would they do that? Would they go to Nikki Haley and say, hey, we're going to take care of you. As a matter of fact, we want to support you. We're going to give you all of this money. We're going to open doors for you. We want you to run to be the president. And even if you fail, we're going to take care of you over here. We're going to do this for you. How many people would say no to that? Only somebody that really, really loved Trump would say, and of course, she doesn't really, really love Trump. Now, do I know this is going to happen? No, I don't. But I do know that the other prophecies from this guy have been accurate. So we got to say, is this another way that they put Bill Clinton in? Only this time, is this the way they'll put in Biden, by getting Nikki Haley to be the third party? So that would split the Republican vote, putting Biden in again. All right, now let's jump to the next article. Has nothing to do with it, but has everything to do with the last days. Article says, Red Heifer update. Four of the five red heifers have still maintained their purity. What does that mean? Well, if they find one white hair or one blemish on any one of these heifers, that disqualifies them for sacrifice. Just like with Jesus, that's the reason he and the other lambs were wrapped in swaddling clothes, which is kind of a restrictive wrap, so that they couldn't scratch themselves. You know, like babies will all time, their fingernails like razors, they will all time scratch their face or their neck or something. And if they did that, they were no longer perfect, no longer qualified to be sacrificed. That's why Jesus had to have no sin for him to be sacrificed. Well, these are stand-ins, for lack of a better word, for Jesus. They're red, and they're all red. In other words, they are perfect, and they're to be sacrificed. Let me go on and read it. Okay, so four or five heifers have maintained their purity. If they maintain their purity, the Temple Institute is planning on slaughtering them between, listen to this is the big, between Passover and Pentecost of this year. What does that mean? Well, see, the counting of the Omer is from April 25th to June 13th. That's the 49 days. And if Omer ushers in Palestinian state, is a newspaper headline we'll see this year. And if they give the Palestinians a state this year, we'll see that headline. So in that they're about to start animal sacrifices. See, because, let me finish reading this. Okay, so if they maintain their purity, the Temple Mount Institute is planning on slaughtering them between Passover and Pentecost of this year, 2024. That's 2 to 4 months from now. The ashes of the red heifer are necessary to purify the priests and implements to start building the temple. Building the temple. Why is that important? Because Daniel 9:24, I believe it is, says that the Antichrist will go into the temple of God. And of course, 2 Thessalonians 2:4 says he'll sit on the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So the abomination of desolation is when the Antichrist goes in and sits on the Ark of the Covenant. Daniel chapter 7 also says he will stop animal sacrifice, proclaim himself God, and that's when he requires all of the world to worship him. Actually, it's the image of the beast that requires that, as well as the image of the beast itself requires that worship. Now, the point is, there has not been animal sacrifice in Israel for over 2,000 years, since it was stopped in 70 AD. So it's almost 2,000 years. Now, all of a sudden, when we have Terry Bennett, Vicky Parnell, Byron Searle, all three say that we are in the tribulation, and then all of a sudden they start animal sacrifice. This is like a trumpet sounding to us prophecy students saying, yeah, we're in the last days. Okay, this is really, really, really big. And in that, they are planning to sacrifice that animal this year between Passover and Pentecost. Means we're really close. I don't think this is the year that the Antichrist is going to sit on the Ark of the Covenant, but it could happen any future year. So let me read it. Ashes of the red heifer necessary to purify the priests and implements to start building the temple. Everything is secured, ready to go, including a secured spot on the Mount of Olives. I don't claim being okay. Now, why is that important? Because right now, the Jews don't have access to the temple. So the place where they're supposed to do the sacrifice, they don't have access to it. The Palestinians have access to it. But if there is a Palestinian state given, and part of the agreement is that the Jews would get back access to the temple, that would allow them to start animal sacrifice. So all of a sudden, things that have not happened in 2,000 years are set to occur this year. Okay, that's big. What you're looking at, that's huge. That's really, really, really important. Now, let's go on another thing. Let's talk about the dollar for just a second. Headline says, New York Community Bank Corp. failure is imminent. The first bank failure of 2024 is now in progress. New York Community Bancorp stock has fallen 40% and trading in stock has been halted by the stock exchange. Industry insiders tell me it's over for that bank. It cannot survive. Observers of the banking industry also tell me this bank failure is going to be a really big one. Now, there's more. I got this yesterday from one of my inside sources in that inside thing that I can't talk about. And he said, M&T Bank put this wording into their new terms of agreement starting March 1, 2024. You agree that unless prohibited by our applicable law, M&T Bank can take, look, can take any funds in any of your accounts held by M&T or any of its affiliates to pay any debt you owe us or other liability. In other words, if you have your savings account, maybe a couple of checking accounts, and maybe a couple of car loans, maybe even your mortgage with the M&T Bank, and all of a sudden they decide to, didn't say you're late on anything, did it? it simply said if they decide to, they could just take all the money out of your account to pay off their bills. Yeah, I know that you still owe 3 more years on that car, but they just took the money out of your savings account, paid off that car, out of your checking account, paid off that car, or they put it towards your house. Is that saying that banks are in trouble? Could be. Next article, Russia and China team up against the U.S. dollar with planned blockchain payment system. Remember, Shane Warren was told that the dollar is going to be worthless as leaves blowing in a wind, and the thing that starts that is when they start selling crude oil in another denomination other than the dollar, and that started August 24th of 2022. Let's go on with the article. The BRICS bloc of countries, led by China and Russia, are moving ahead with their efforts to move away from the U.S. dollar with an announcement that they plan to create a payment system based upon blockchain. In other words, bye-bye dollar. Maurice Kalar, Terry Bennett, and I think it was Shane Warren, all three say, and also David Phillips said, that and also Dana Coverstone, the dollar falls by 30% overnight, instantly. That's what the prophecies say. So we could be getting close to it now. A blockchain simplifies payments by using a decentralized network where the payment is authenticated in real time against data contained in the blockchain. Bitcoin and Ethereum are examples of popular blockchain platforms. The days of the dollar-centric world is over. That's a reality. It has rallied against the U.S. government's weaponization of the U.S. dollar by levying economic sanctions on countries that Washington does not agree with politically. Okay, so what does that mean, sanctions? It'll do something like, well, for example, Iran can no longer sell any of their oil. How can one nation tell another nation that they can't sell any oil? Well, here's how America does it. They say, if you buy oil from Iran, you don't buy anything from America. And of course, since America rules the world, everybody bends the knee. But the problem is, when they do it too much, people say, we got to go around the dollar. Okay, and I think it's an on-purpose, just like it's an on-purpose, they've opened up our borders, a lot of on-purpose things that they've done to destroy America. Let's go on. Economic sanctions have been employed by the U.S. for decades. Cuba, for example, has been sanctioned for more than 60 years and Iran for more than 40. Following Putin's invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago, the U.S. seized $600 billion of Russia's central bank assets in U.S. dollars. In other words, Russia says, you're going to steal $600 billion of our dollars? You know, they could say them as fighting words. In addition, the Russian economy was cut off from SWIFT. What's SWIFT? That's the system that if China wants to buy oil from Saudi Arabia, they used to use the dollar. But since this has been going on, now they're going around the dollar. And if, say, Japan wants to sell some rice to Africa, they would use the SWIFT system to do it. But they're setting up a whole new system and going around that. Again, that's another reason you want to go to 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD, prophecyclubgold.com. Get your paper into precious metals. That's a good, safe bet. I mean, I'm not giving financial advice, but there you go. More than 40 countries have expressed interest in joining the bloc in an effort to reduce the currency risk and bypass U.S. sanctions. It gets worse. A new article, undocumented immigrants in California could have a new path to homeownership. What? Assembly member Joaquin Armbula introduced Assembly Bill 1840 last month to expand the eligibility requirement for a state loan program to clarify the loans for first-time buyers are available to undocumented immigrants. What? They're basically giving them the house. Listen, the California Dream for All Shared Appreciation, a loans program that launched last March by California Housing Finance Agency, offered qualified first-time home buyers and that means you got to be an immigrant. Buyers with a loan worth up to 20% of the purchase price of a house or condominium. The loans don't accrue interest or require monthly payments. Okay, they're giving them the loan. They're giving them the house. Did you catch that? The mortgage doesn't require monthly payments. Instead, when the mortgage is refinanced or the house is sold, the borrower pays back the original amount of the loan plus 20% of the increase in the home's value. What a deal. Wouldn't you like to have that? Okay, what that means is, well, we'll just let you go ahead and move into the house, no down payment, no monthly payments. And at what time you decide to sell the home, when you sell the home, 20% of the increase of the home goes to them. What a deal. Wouldn't you like to have that? That's, okay, this is evil elite that have unbelievable, unlimited funds. These are the guys that used to have to print the money. They don't have to print the money now. They just enter zeros into a computer. So they're giving, in other words, these are people that are probably going to be the people that are blowing up dams and bridges, shooting people, killing people. Remember the angel said some of the people would start fighting against the government? Boom. There it is. Here's another problem with another bank. According to several reliable sources, First Foundation Bank has closed their equipment finance division. No one at the bank headquarters of their California office will comment. It is rumored, essentially what it's going to say is, that the government has shut down one of the avenues of the banks to be able to borrow free money at will. And of course, is this causing problems? Yes, big problems. It says the scenario underscores a potential threat to investor confidence and financial stability, which could cause the start of bank runs. As I said in the article, there is no logical reason for any depositor to keep their money in any bank losing money. In other words, it's another good reason for you to call 800-200-GOLD. Call them, especially if you've got an IRA or 401k. Call them. If you've got money in paper, as Lindsay Williams said, it is worth the paper it's written on. You can lose it all. But these guys can take your IRA, your 401k, put it into precious metals, and it is not stored in your home, but it is stored in a place near you where it is, hopefully the plan is, easily accessible. This is what my white hat banker friend said about this article. I sent the article as, what do you think? He said, sadly, I understand this to be accurate. I believe many more banks are underwater. Cryptocurrencies, as well as gold, are jumping up now. This is due to the heavy hitters dumping the market in bank deposits. Remember, Shane Warren said that the audible voice of God told him that silver would skyrocket far more than gold. This is due to the heavy hitters dumping market and bank deposits so that they may prepare for the coming dollar collapse. Bonds, real estate, and the market will follow quickly. I believe March and April will see the pending financial events. The war scare event, as well as May, June. This will push the banking events. All this in the shadow of continued disclosure and exposure of the bad deeds of the deep state. Great happiness will go upon Slow Joe's removal or step down. So now I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but I will say that there's two people who prophesied he doesn't have long. Well, of course, he doesn't have long if Trump wins, but I don't think that's what it's referring to. Anyway, he goes on to say, I'm looking at now through late May to early June at this point for this big financial change. In other words, this whole financial system coming in that so many people have talked about, which we aren't going to go into. We have been ruling this planet for thousands of years. We'll destroy it rather than give it up. And that's what they said to Benjamin Fulford. Germany is now moving to restore military draft. I wonder why. Well, you remember Vicky Goforth Parnell said that the first five seals are open. Terry Bennett, I think, said four seals are open. Another one said four seals are open. Well, the third seal, actually the second and third seal, are both talking about war. We see a lot of things talking about war. So, are we in the tribulation? I'm not ready to say yes yet, but I'm saying if we aren't, we're really close to it. So it's time. It's time for everybody to stop sinning, repent, turn to Jesus with your whole heart so we can save you in the day of trouble. It's easy. Just ask Jesus. Just say, Jesus, forgive my sins. Say it. Jesus, forgive my sins. I dare you. Jesus, forgive my sins. And then say, Jesus, be my God. And then get you a King James Bible and start reading it like your soul depends on it, because it does.
Introducing the Watch Prophecy Club app, now available for your Android and iOS devices. Watch Prophecy Club is your exclusive home for the last 30 plus years of the best in Bible prophecy and end times information from the Prophecy Club. This app features over 100 speakers and 23 categories of Prophecy Club titles since the beginning. We are also excited to announce an integrated community feature where you can interact with other believers and Bible prophecy students. Choose either a monthly or annual subscription with a 3-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
So what is an EMP shield device? It's a device you can put on your car and your house that in an EMP attack is supposed to stop the attack. And if you go to empshield.com and if you use the promo code prophecy, they give you a $50 discount. They also have videos up there, shows you how to install it on your car and your house and everything, and it's not difficult at all. I've got one of them right here. Red goes to red, black goes to black, green goes to the car, body of your car, and you just peel it off the back, stick it under there. You've got another device that goes on your house. So, not complicated. Take you about 10 minutes to put them in. So, empshield.com, promo code is prophecy.